Money Talk. This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on next-gen GST reforms, benefiting farmers, strengthening agriculture. The participants are S.P. Sharma, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Hello and welcome to Money Talk. The topic today is next-gen GST reforms for farmers and the agricultural sector. We will discuss how taxation structures can become more farmer-friendly, streamline agriculture trade, and ensure inclusive growth across the rural economy. To shed light on these critical issues, we are joined today by Dr. S.P. Sharma, economic analyst. A warm welcome, Dr. Sharma.
Thank you, sir.
So, first and foremost, how would you describe the current GST framework's impact on farmer and the broader agriculture sectors?
I appreciate the recent reforms undertaken by the government, that is next-gen reforms for GST, which is called Reforms 2.0. So all these reforms are very, very beneficial for the economy. And as we are discussing the impact on farmers, because this is our backbone. Agriculture is our backbone. India's growth story is supported by the growth of the agriculture sector, food processing, as these are very resilient in the various volatile times also and the difficult times also. So now the government has provided a great support to this sector with the significant reduction in the GST rates. Like most of the items are coming under the ambit of 5% or exempted from the GST. So I think this is a great breakthrough in terms of consumption segment. Like they have reduced the GST and many of the consumption items are zero rated. And in terms of the benefits to farmers, like farmers depend on three major things. First is the seeds and fertilizers, all these things to increase the acreage and to increase the yield of their farms. So they have reduced GST significantly from all these farm seeds and the fertilizers, as these will reduce the cost of production of the farmers. And again, the logistic cost, that was 28%. The GST on commercial vehicle has been reduced from 28% to 18%. So the logistic cost will also come down. And for the tractors, the GST has been reduced from 18% to 5% on the tractors, 1800 cc. So this 5% GST is very, very beneficial because earlier it was very high. So from the three angles, from the consumption segment, from the sowing segment, like the fertilizers and all these associated things, and from the logistics segment, three things are significantly supported by the reduction in GST. And consumption side, like fresh fruits, vegetables, fresh meat, milk, etc., these are now zero-rated. And dairy product, ghee, all these things are at the rate of 5%. And agriculture machinery, tractors, as I already mentioned, that these are at 5%. Then the fertilizers, biopesticides, and the associated things are at 5%. And processed and preserved food prepared for preserved fruit and fish is at 5%. Then the natural honey is also 5%. Artificial honey is also 5%. So I believe the significant reduction in GST is going to enhance the consumption segment, number one. Number two, will benefit the farmers in terms of their reduced cost. And number three, it will create capital formation in the agriculture sector, because now they can invest or they can buy the tractors and invest in the agriculture machinery for the long term so that their yield and their acreage is increased. And fourthly, the logistic cost, which was very, very high, like the commercial vehicles were rated at 28%. Now, 18% is, I believe, the rational rate for the commercial vehicles. So I think these developments are going to benefit significantly farmers' trajectory, as firstly, they will face the simplified tax structure, because now tax structure is very, very simplified, four slabs to two slabs. And this will give a great boost to the food processing industry.
Dr. Sharma, we will talk about this further after we listen to what the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman elaborated on the items where GST on agri-products have come down.
Agriculture goods such as tractors, agricultural, horticultural and forestry machines for soil preparation or cultivation, harvesting or threshing machines, including straw or fodder balers, grass or hay movers, composting machines, etc., are all coming down from 12 to 5%. Reduction of GST from 12 to 5% on 12 specified biopesticides. Also from 12 to 5 is natural menthol. So, kisan ke liye, unke products ke liye, jo wo upyog karte hain, un sab mein, it has come down.
Dr. Sharma, the finance minister elaborated how the GST reforms are going to help the farmers. How can reforms help small and marginal farmers who often function within the informal market networks?
Yes, because this GST reduction is very significant for the farmers. As many farmers, I would say more than 80% or 85% farms are in the marginal segment because they are operating at less than 3 acres of the land in terms of farming. So I believe this is going to benefit significantly to the small and marginal farmers because they were impacted by the high cost of commercial vehicles or the tractors or high GST on the various inputs for the sowing. So this reduction at the rate of 5% or at some items at 18% like the commercial vehicles is going to benefit significantly for the marginal farmers also because they hold a great chunk of the agriculture sector in India's economic system. So I believe as the cost structure was very high and sometimes they were facing the problem of profits because input costs were high and logistic costs were high. So now at this juncture, they will be benefited and encouraged for the more and more sowing and more food processing because that system is totally rationalized. So okay. I believe this will increase the agriculture trade also.
Could rationalizing GST rates across agri inputs like fertilizers, pesticides and farm machinery, as you also mentioned, will it enhance efficiency and farmer adoption of modern practices?
Yes, I totally believe that this will increase the acreage, this will increase our production possibilities. And this will increase our competitiveness in the global market because this will enhance the trade trajectory because already we are significantly participating in the global exports and our export volumes are at around $50 billion in a year. So going forward with the increased competition, with the increased competitiveness of our farmers will be able to participate more in the global supply chains and produce more so that they are able to export more in the global exports trajectory. Because earlier, our many products were not that much competitive in the global market because of the high cost of inputs. So now the products will be very, very competitive with the support of reduction in the raw materials GST and the machinery GST. So all these things are going to benefit significantly the farmer segment and consumption segment in India because on the consumption side also, many items were earlier rated at GST, like paranthas were also rated at 18% GST. Now there is no GST on such kind of consumption items. Okay. So consumption will also increase and the margins will also increase for the farmers and their participation in the global value chains will also increase and the manufacturing sector will also increase because now the more and more processing segment will happen and that will benefit the manufacturing and manufacturing sector will also become competitive because food exports are also very significant part of our total exports. So if we go by some pinpoints of this GST reduction benefit or the reduction in the slabs of GST, number one, this will increase the consumption of the inputs, like the cheaper farm inputs will benefit the farmers. Second, there will be boost to the mechanization because earlier sometimes they were not able to afford the agriculture machinery, the state-of-the-art agriculture machinery. Now they will be able to afford the state-of-the-art agriculture machinery with the reduced rates of GST.
Dr. Sharma, let's hear what the Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, he elaborated on the savings that will accrue to the farmers.
अगर हम GST सुधारों को देखें, एक उदाहरण के तौर पर कोई ट्रैक्टर अगर 9 लाख रुपए में आता तो अब किसान को 65,000 रुपए की बचत उस पर होगी. केवल परसेंटेज में अगर हम ना समझें तो कैसे बचत होगी. अगर 9 लाख रुपए का ट्रैक्टर है तो 65,000 रुपया किसान को कंपनी को कम देना पड़ेगा. अगर ट्रैक्टर 35 एचपी का है जिसकी कीमत लगभग 5,80,000 होती थी तो एक ट्रैक्टर खरीदने पर 41,000 रुपए की बचत होगी. 45 एचपी के ट्रैक्टर पर 45,000 रुपया बचत होगी. 50 एचपी के ट्रैक्टर पर 53,000 रुपया बचत होगी और 75 एचपी के ट्रैक्टर पर लगभग 63,000 रुपया बचत होगी.
And also the Chhattisgarh Rice Association President Mukesh Jain said, the industry and the common man will benefit immensely from the GST reductions.
मैं माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी और वित्त मंत्री श्रीमती निर्मला सीतारमण जी का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं जिन्होंने इस दिवाली में भारतीय उद्योगों और आम नागरिकों एवं मध्यम वर्गीय लोगों को एक ऐतिहासिक जीएसटी सुधार का उपहार दिया। इस कदम से न केवल स्थानीय बाजार को मजबूती मिलेगी बल्कि अमेरिकी टैरिफ की चुनौतियों के बीच इंडियन इंडस्ट्रीज को प्रतिस्पर्धा बढ़त भी प्रदान करेगा। ग्रामीण और शहरी क्षेत्रों में घरेलू कंजम्पशन में उल्लेखनीय वृद्धि होगी जिससे एमएसएमई और उद्योगों को सीधा लाभ मिलेगा। कृषि क्षेत्र में एक बड़ा बूस्टअप मिला है। ट्रैक्टर कृषि मशीनरी और उपकरणों पर जीएसटी कटौती से किसानों की लागत में कमी आएगी और उत्पादन क्षमता बढ़ेगी जिससे किसानों को बेहतर माइलेज और मूल्य मिलेगा।
Dr. Sharma, what role can GST play in improving export competitiveness of agricultural products?
Exports are very, very important at this juncture when we are facing the global headwinds. And our agriculture exports are participating significantly in the global agri exports, starting from $30 billion in 1920, then $40 billion in 21-22, then $50 billion in 23-24. So our trajectory of exports is increasing significantly during the last 3-4 years, particularly in the post-corona years. So with this development, like the reduction in GST, again our exports will be boosted by the less cost of input because they will become more and more competitive with the support of the price cost margin. Like the input cost will be less and our products will become more competitive in the international markets. Because there is a great market of agriculture exports, more than $1,500 billion. And our participation is, I believe, less than 5%. So with this support of GST, reduction in GST, I believe we will be able to increase our agriculture export significantly in the global market. In the next 4-5 years, we can project $100 billion exports from the agri and food products in the international market.
What measures, according to you, are needed to strengthen compliance and awareness among rural stakeholders who often have limited access to digital systems?
Yes, I believe sometimes the policies are very good and not percolated at the downtrodden or rural segment. So we have to create this awareness of the competitiveness or the reduction in the GST rates at the ground level so that our farmers, everyone is knowing about that our farm inputs or our farm products are going to become more and more competitive in the domestic market as well as in the global market. Because this is a great thing which has happened with the reduction in GST, whether in terms of the reduced cost of logistics or the increased competitiveness. And here I would like to bring your attention towards the dairy, because dairy sector is a significant sector of the Indian economy and contributing at around 5-6% in GDP. And a lot of population in the rural segment is dependent on the agriculture sector. So this is benefited by the GST reduction as there is no GST on milk and paneer, butter, ghee and dairy fats cut to 5%. And this will strengthen the income of the dairy farmers and will benefit them for the more profits. Okay. So more and more people in the rural segment will incline towards this segment and make this segment more and more strong as we are significantly participating in the global dairy products.
Okay. On that note, thank you, Dr. Sharma, for sharing such valuable insights on the future of GST in relation to the agricultural sector. Thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you, sir.
You were listening to a discussion on next-gen GST reforms benefiting farmers, strengthening agriculture. The participants were S.P. Sharma, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at EIRNSDtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Money Talk.